What is going on? We are officially live. This is Comic Book Cinema. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm joined by two brand new guests to the show. I wish that my intros were as epic as this man's, but his name is Chazzy, and he has a podcast / YouTube show that you should definitely go check out. What's up, Chazzy?
Thank you, man. What's going on, dude? That's awesome. Thank you for saying that, man. I really appreciate that, dude. I'm glad to be here.
They truly are inspirational, I must say. And Brad, I met in the movie theater when I was going to go see Deadpool and the Wolverine this year, a few months back. Mm-hmm. His cosplay as the Wolverine was epic. So epic that I just had to take a picture with the guy. What's up, Mr. Brad?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And we are all excited today to discuss 2025 and beyond. All the upcoming comic book movie projects that we have on the horizon, if you will. I literally can riff on this for days, hours, months, weeks, years. But I want to start with Captain America Brave New World. Now, this film comes out in February of 2025. Actually, February the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. My only question to you two, do you think this will be a Valentine's Day gift, or do you think it will be another Marvel blunder?
You want to go first, Brad, or you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
I don't know how I feel about Brave New World. I'm stoked to see. I'll start with some positives. How about we do that? I'll start with some positives. So I'm stoked that we're getting Red Hulk. I think that's really cool. I do like Anthony Mackie as, you know, Falcon, or as now Captain America. So I'm stoked about that. But I don't know. Like, the trailer doesn't look like anything that I'm rushing out to go see, I guess you could put it that way, right? I have certain things that I'm stoked about, other things that I'm like, so I guess you could say, that way we let Brad say some stuff. I'm a little 50-50 about it. I'm not freaking out, but I don't think it's going to be horrible. But I do have some questions too, like, how is Anthony Mackie's Cap going to go up against Red Hulk, who's supposed to be even stronger than our Hulk? How does that work?
I'm really excited for Red Hulk. I'd say that's actually the only thing I'm excited about. I'm not a fan. I like Anthony Mackie as an actor. I liked him as Falcon. I do not like him as Cap. It's
interesting.
Not my Cap. I just don't. Wouldn't be my pick. I'm too stuck on Chris Evans. I think he just should come back. I think he would be the only one to go up against Red Hulk, in my opinion.
True. Yeah.
For him, that would be a tall task, right?
Oh, sure, it would. But, let's be honest. Let's just bring Hugh Jackman in and, you know. I'm just kidding.
I'm with that, actually. I'm with that, actually.
Yeah, that would be
cool. I am, too.
But
Can I interject? Can I interject?
Yeah, quick? Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that, right? Bringing in Hugh Jackman, bringing in Wolverine. We do know that they're going to address adamantium in this Captain America in Brave New World. So I'm actually stoked about that as well. But I'm a little iffy on how they're introducing it, because they're saying that it's coming from what's the name again? I can't remember
the celestial.
So adamantium comes from the celestial, so I'm guessing they're mining it from the hand and from the body, or whatever you want to call it, and that's how they're getting adamantium. So I'm a little confused on how they're going to explain that when it comes to mutants, or I guess you could say just technically kind of Wolverine and whatnot. But either way, I'm still kind of stoked for that, but I don't know how I feel about the story changing around that. But I wouldn't be surprised. I doubt it, though, because I feel like we would have heard a little bit more and maybe seen some rumors or something, although they're getting better at keeping the biggest spoilers as quiet as they can. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Wolverine or Hugh Jackman, which it probably isn't going to be a Wolverine, because I feel like, especially after the success of Deadpool and Wolverine, they're going to continue with Hugh Jackman, which we have rumors for, which I'm sure we'll probably get to later in our conversations with other movies that you bring up. But I think they're going to keep Hugh Jackman around for until he's 90, right?
I agree.
Well, that's a very likely scenario, and I don't want to go off into this too far just yet, sure. But I think that it's very likely that he will come back for Doomsday and or Secret Wars. I think that's the most prevalent theory and probably the most accurate. That's just me speculating. I don't have insider knowledge or anything like that, but at least that's my personal hope. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's legendary. He's probably one of my all-time favorite portrayals. However, I think that we need to recast a little bit younger. I'm not saying we need to get a 22-year-old kid or anything to play the next Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman's like 55, okay?
Yeah, and these movies take a long time, too. They take a long time to make. He's only going to look a lot older and not be able to reach the physique anymore.
Right. The Cavalrine!
The Cavalrine! I'm for it, dude. After seeing it, I'm for it.
I'm not against it.
Me neither, dude.
I'm going to let Hugh Jackman go till he's 90.
But Cavill is no spring chicken either. You know, Cavill's like 45. Not.
Yeah,
that's part of the reason why they recasted him as Superman in the new DCU, because the other guy's like 30.
Well, I have a lot to say about that too, but I know we'll get to that later as well.
Absolutely. So I'll just end it with this on Captain America. I'm kind of in the same camp with Brad. I don't love the idea of derivative characters. I think that a character like Falcon was already special and cool enough. You didn't need to slap the label of Cap on the character to make him more important, which it feels like that's what they've done. But they did that in the comics a lot, and there are some exceptions to my derivative rule. I do like X-23. I think that's a cool derivative character. I've always been a sucker for Supergirl. So there are a few exceptions, but not many. And the film overall, there's been some alarming things that I've heard. I mean, that the comic book movie world has heard. They've basically reshot the whole film. They spent three months on reshoots, which is insane.
Yeah. And can I ask you a question? I have a question for you real quick, because I know you wanted to move on, but I have a question. So you said you weren't very interested in having Falcon become Cap. Are you on the side of would you rather had Bucky become Cap if you had a choice between the two?
I don't like derivative characters. Either way, it just feels like a cheap way to give value to a character that's lesser than, like a Bucky or a Falcon or whoever, you know?
Right.
I'm not a fan of the concept. Let's move on to May 2025. And this is a film that seems, at least so far, to have the fandom pretty split. Thunderbolts.
Yes. I'm one of those split. For sure. Brad, I'll let you go first if it's up to us talking. You go first on this one.
I'm just excited for Red Guardian, in my opinion. I thought he was like the best character in Black Widow. I'm excited to see what he brings to the movie.
I am not looking forward to this movie. I got to be honest with you. And I'm hoping that maybe I'm wrong and I'll go into it and end up enjoying some of it. But there's a lot of things that I'm just not excited about. Like, I'm really disappointed in the direction of Taskmaster. I always have been since the character was revealed. I'm not going to get into like all the politics. I don't do this on my show either. The only thing that I will say is there's nothing wrong in a sense with changing a character's gender. Yeah, I think it depends, in my opinion. But a character like Taskmaster, I feel like it was simply changed just for the fact of inserting another female, right? That's my personal opinion. I feel like it was just because we don't have enough females, so let's just make Taskmaster a female. And I just feel like that one, you know, there was some Eternals, and say what you want about Eternals, but there was some Eternals that were changed into females. And I personally, I had no problem with that. It didn't bother me at all. I believe Selma Hayek's character was turned into a female when it originally isn't in the comics. There was some that I just personally felt like, you know what, this, it didn't really ruin anything for me. It just worked out the way it worked out, and I'm cool with it. But Taskmaster, I feel like it should have been the character that he is in the comics. I feel like the character has a lot going on in the comics, and I would have loved to see a more accurate portrayal of that in the film. So Taskmaster is a big like thorn in my side for the movie that I'm not happy with at all. And then just from what I've seen from the movie, it's just one that doesn't really excite me. I kind of like US Agent. I kind of like where they were going with that. I like Bucky. Yelena, I'm not too big on, so I don't really have anything. Red Guardian, I am one that's I'm kind of interested in seeing a little bit more. I do like the character of Ghost, but I'm confused on how they're like, doesn't she not have her powers anymore? Isn't that what happened at the end of Ant-Man?
Maybe that was the goal, but I'm sure that she's going to have her powers in this film. You would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's the only thing that makes that character somewhat appealing.
Right. I mean, I guess, yeah, I just like certain things about her. And I guess out of this group of characters, those are the ones that interest me the most. US Agent, Bucky, Red Guardian, and then I guess, you know, an asterisk next to Ghost. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not too excited about this one.
I am very excited for the film. I think that it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. I'm a sucker for team-up films like The Avengers, Civil War. But I'm also, if you ask all my friends, I'm very optimistic too. I always err on the side of optimism. But that's where I'm at. I love what they did for John Walker. Yeah, I love what they did with John Walker in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series. Yeah. Ghost, you know, it's one of those characters, I can take it or leave it. It wasn't really in a very interesting villain, but at the same time, there wasn't much interesting about that film altogether.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
But yeah, Yelena, I think, is a character that has potential. I wasn't a huge fan of the Black Widow film, but that character has grown on me slightly more and more as I've seen her pop up, you know, in the MCU a couple other times. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Bucky is Bucky. He's probably the coolest side character that there is in the Avengers, yeah. I guess. The film has potential, but only time will tell, as they always say, if it's actually going to be a good film or not. I think that it is going to be good, though. If I had to put $5 on it, I would bet.
You think so? I have another question for you, too. What do you think the asterisk is about? Thunderbolts asterisk.
I have no idea. I'm not much of a reader, so I'm sure that that probably references something from the books, maybe. But
I don't know either. Any you have an idea, Bradley? Because you know, Kevin Feige, I don't know if either of you know, like Kevin Feige said, that will be revealed at some point in time. And I don't know if that's before the movie comes out or like once we're watching the movie, it'll make sense. I have no idea. He didn't elaborate. So I'm just curious, like the change in the logo and then adding the asterisk, which looks like a Walmart sign, by the way. But like, I'm curious about what that means. Like Thunderbolts asterisk, there's something there. And that's intriguing me and making me, I want to go see it just to find out what that is.
Every day, always low prices.
That might be it. I don't look too much into those sort of things though, because you know, they said the same thing before we got the final title reveal for Endgame. You know, they hyped that up and they said, oh, this, we can't give away this title yet because it might spoil things. But at the end of the day, when we got it, it was like,
yeah,
okay,
we knew.
Riding that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a live comment here. Tara saying a Walmart sign. Yeah, I don't. Once again, I don't put too much stock into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. Now, this is the one that I'm very hyped about. I recently had a video on some of the socials that I have that went semi-viral. I was talking crap about the new Superman outfit.
Okay, and, yes. I've been waiting for this.
So this comes out in July 2025. I will say two things. The first thing that I will say is my stance has not changed.
Okay.
The outfit, I love the colors, and I'm glad. I'm actually glad that they brought back the red trunks on the outside of the suit.
Okay, okay.
But the suit is so ill-fitting.
Yes.
It looks like this dude is wearing Huggies, man. Like, and some of the guys in the comments like were hitting me with, okay, don't worry, Jonathan, they're going to fix that in post. Are they, though? Like, Henry Cavill's suit didn't look like that behind the scenes. And also, did you see the Green Lantern outfit? Or the Hulk girl outfit.
Yes. Horrendous, in my opinion. Yeah, horrendous.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
I think James Gunn definitely needs to go back to the drawing board on a lot of things. Costumes, for one, they're like terrible. I mean, it's just like you didn't think about it before you just designed it. It was like, oh, you know what? Let's just rip this out of a coloring book. Like, this is what he should look like. It's terrible.
On the same token, though, as bad as the costumes look to me right now, I am very excited and optimistic about this film. James Gunn, call me a fanboy if you want to, but James Gunn is a genius. Nothing he has given me yet as a comic book movie fan has been bad. I loved the Guardians trilogy. I loved The Suicide Squad. And I loved Peacemaker. Peacemaker was a show that I did not want that show. But he forced it down my throat and I loved it. I think the man can do no wrong. Honestly, he's a brilliant mind. I'll give him that.
Okay.
I like Guardians.
But no, me too.
When you cut Cavill, that's it, man.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with you.
After announcing that you're bringing him back and then like a week later cut him, or I don't even know if it was a week. I think it was like a few days. You know what I mean?
And that was rough. Like, they had the opportunity, and let's be real, they had Affleck coming on for Aquaman.
Yeah.
And then we're going to cut that out too. Mm-hmm. And I just, nah, I'm not a fan anymore.
Too much internal disaster.
It really is.
And I mean, DC, you know what? In general,
I will keep The Rock if you kept Cavill.
I'm 50-50 on it. I kind of agree with you there, but I also really have begun to dislike The Rock.
But I mean, like, if they said, look, we'll keep if you want Cavill, we got to keep Dwayne Johnson. I mean, what would you do?
I would say, yeah, you're right.
Okay, if you put it like that, right,
I'd say,
right.
Yeah, because it makes me think back, saying. Like, you know what? He wasn't a horrible Black Adam. He wasn't horrible.
No.
I'll agree with that. I still do think that he was kind of just The Rock in a Black Adam suit.
Yes.
But he was maybe a little bit less The Rock than he has been in the last like 10 years because every movie The Rock does is the same. You know what I mean?
Were you still entertained?
I actually was.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I watched that movie and I was like, you know what? I didn't hate that. That's right. How I left that movie. And I was pleasantly surprised.
It was a dumb, fun movie.
Yes, it wasn't.
And all this talk of The Rock has got me wanting to pee in this bottle. So give me one second, guys.
For sure.
Sean Fries, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest concern. As someone who is a big fan of James Gunn, I wouldn't call myself a James Gunn fanboy, but I love all of his work. I have high hopes. I don't think this film is going to come out of the gate and make $900 million. It's probably going to struggle at the box office a bit, no matter if it's amazing or terrible, because of how bad DC's current reputation is. Just look at what happened with Blue Beetle. Look at what happened with The Flash. Right. Things aren't necessarily going their way as of right now. Caleb says, well, Gunn didn't hire Cavill back. The previous management did. They also didn't bother telling Cavill that he didn't have a contract or that Gunn was coming in as CEO. Oh, yeah. They did Cavill dirty. There's no question about that. I mean, I think you got all of us as a fandom, our hopes up, and you got Cavill's hopes up because he's a mega nerd and he loves the character. Yeah. There's no question. They did him dirty.
We lost him as The Witcher and then lost him as Superman, I think, in the same week.
You know,
tough week.
Yeah.
That was a bad week. I still remember that. I still remember where I was the moment I saw the announcement. I was like, oh, what? Like,
and now you heard about his TV series. What is it? Warhammer?
Warhammer. Yeah. It's up in arms. It's in question. Oh, did they finally pull it?
I think they did.
That guy cannot catch a win. That's why he's grilling
steaks the other day. He's like, the hell with this.
He's just going to go back to building his gaming PCs and gaming, man. Yeah. New World of Warcraft expansion came out, so I'm sure he's on that. I don't know, man. I got to tell you, like, the suit for the new Superman, I don't like it, man. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I guess it's the way it fits. I feel like if it fit better, maybe my opinion would be different. And then I don't really like the first image that they went with either. I mean, I don't really care. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't really care about that image. I'm not going to pick it apart as much as everybody else did. But I don't know if I would have gone with that first image for, like, people are picking it apart for, like, people are saying that the CGI or the graphics or whatever in the background are poorly done. You know, I mean, people are really picking everything apart. And then they're like, what's going on in the background? He's just casually putting on his shoes. Like, I'll get there when I get there. Like, that's not Superman. But I'm not going to pick all that apart. I just think that's funny that people say that. But the thing that I'm going to pick apart is, I think it was a bad first picture because of the first impression it gives with him bending the way he's bending and the suit creasing so much and doing all of these things. That's not the impression that you want to give. And especially like for someone like me and Brad, where we're in the cosplay community, we're going to pick that apart like crazy. You know, like that's going to be the first thing that we notice. So I feel like that was a bad choice for a first impression. But the movie, I wanted to say something that you said, Jonathan, is like, you think it's going to struggle when it first comes out. And I kind of agree with you, but then I'm also a little 50-50 on it because it's got so much hype, whether that's good hype, bad hype, in somewhere in the middle hype, that may make people rush out just to find out what's going on in general, you know, just to find out either way. And that's still ticket sales, but that's only going to last so long before word of mouth comes out. If it is bad, that it's bad. And then that's going to cause a lot of people to just wait.
We also have to keep in mind that we have a very small bubble, our community, comic book movie lovers, right? But maybe so. I mean, there is a lot of hype around this film. So maybe there's a lot of general moviegoers that will also be aware of all these changes and new casting. For the record, I'm really excited about a lot of the casting. Even David Cornsweet, I think that he looks great. I watched over the weekend Pearl for the first time. He's in that movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. But
yeah. No.
He looks like Superman. And then I love the Lois casting. I love the Lex Luthor casting.
Wait, who's Lex Luthor again? I don't remember.
I don't know his name, but he played
the guy that played the Beast in Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I forgot
can't think
about
of his name
right
for the life of me. So we got some comments popping in. Let's take a minute to address these. I honestly, this is coming from Caleb again. I honestly think that James Gunn should have delayed The Flash to December and moved Aquaman 2 up to the Flash's date. That way they could have given the proper send-off to the DCEU and the old cast. Here's the thing with that, and this might be a little controversial, but I will say that this is what they did. I mean, at the end of the day, this is what happened. They wanted to wash their hands of all that old crap as quickly as they could. I really honestly believe that. I still don't know if James was being genuine when he was promoting The Flash like he was, which, for the record, I thought The Flash was a pretty fun film, even if it did have really bad special effects. Bad special effects. Overall, I thought it was fine. I'm not going to tell you guys what I rated it straight out of the theater because it was really high.
I have very mixed emotions about The Flash. I won't get into it.
We'd be here all day. Keaton was the only good part.
I did like Keaton, but I'm not.
And the unauthorized cameos that took place in the end of the film too. Okay, here we go. We got Caleb again. Like, imagine if the ending of Flash wasn't a random joke cameo, but Barry getting out of his dad's trial and being met by the Justice League and their alter egos. Sure, that would have been a great send-off, but I think at that point, a lot of those actors probably weren't going to sign up to come back for something like that. The joke cameo. You know what? I kind of enjoyed the little
The George Clooney. I think we could spoil it. It's been way long enough.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Bring back Tom Welling as Superman.
That's an old school one right there. I think we could say old school by now, right? Would that be considered old school?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think so. Well, Creed is classic rock now. So I mean, if Creed is classic rock,
oh man, exactly. Don't say that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's true. So here we go. Sean Fries comes in. He says he looks just like a Cavill copy.
Yeah,
I'll agree with that. I think that there's a lot of similarities. He almost looks like a slightly younger version of Cavill.
Yeah, he does look like a younger Cavill. Yeah.
I'll give him that, but fix the suit.
Yeah, it's a suit, man.
I mean, it's so bad. Just because of that and Cavill, I'm not going to go see it.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Look, don't say that, Brad, okay?
I'm saying it. I won't.
I'm just upset about the fact that every character is walking around in a Guardians of the Galaxy jacket. You know, like, let's fix that.
It, right there. Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt, the new Lex.
He looks great as Lex. I love the way he looks as Lex.
A younger Lex, and we got a younger Lex going.
Absolutely. So, guys, as much as I would love to continue riffing on Superman, we need to move this along because we have several other films to talk about. The next one on the list is going to be July the 25th, only 2 weeks removed from Superman. We're going to get Fantastic Four, The First Steps.
Yes.
I don't know fully what to think about this film yet. It could go very, very wrong and it could go very, very right. I don't love Pedro as Mr. Fantastic. He doesn't strike me as the smartest man in the world.
Thank you. But I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
I love the rest of the cast. And look, I love Pedro as an actor. He's charismatic, but he's just not the nerdy, like maybe even somewhat socially awkward Reed Richards to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I think also like someone like a Reed Richards, where we currently no longer have a Tony Stark. I don't know what the future of someone like a Hank Pym is in the MCU. I know we still have Doctor Strange. When I say these names, I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that they could be maybe not Hank Pym as far as carrying the MCU, but I guess Hank Pym's kind of just more so aligned with being smart and things like that. But you have like a Tony Stark, you have like a Doctor Strange, and they're kind of like, I guess in a sense, the longest running Avengers now, as far as Doctor Strange goes, and someone that could kind of carry the MCU or be the mentor, be like, you know, the older guys, the top dogs. That's also something that a Reed Richards could be as far as being, you know, smart and so intelligent and knowing a lot and et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't see that from Pedro as that kind of Tony Stark, that Doctor Strange kind of role. I personally just don't see it. And maybe I'll be wowed. Maybe I'll be absolutely wowed by how he goes, because how he portrays this, because he is an amazing actor. So that wouldn't have been my choice either. The other one is the Human Torch. That guy doesn't strike me as kind of like a ladies' man either. You know, like he strikes me more as like a nerd. Johnny's kind of a little bit more of a ladies' man and kind of maybe a little more cocky and jokey and comedic. And this kid doesn't strike me as that either. So I'm a little, it's not a big concern, but it's just something that I took note of. And then the suits, I don't really like them, but I don't think that those are the final suits. I think that's just like the space suits that they're wearing or something. And
I agree.
You didn't see
them? Have them up? No.
Yeah, they have them up. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go.
I mean, it doesn't even look like a superhero suit. It looks like something that you would wear like in space. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's like the actual suit.
Unless
at
those
all.
Are like the suits that they're wearing before they like
get their powers and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. That's what I think it is. And then they'll like later model like a suit after that. Like it'll be inspired by that space suit. That's my guess. That's my guess.
Because
it doesn't look like a suit that you're gonna go like fight Galactus in. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't look like that to me. But the positives are I'm stoked to kind of see what they do with the thing. I'm really cool. I don't know if you saw Brad as well, since you didn't see the suits. Like they're going a practical route with the thing. I don't know how practical they'll go. Is that
I don't
true?
Think they're gonna go practical.
You think it's just tests?
I think that was just a stand-in, like
gotcha.
Whatever like, they use for Thanos or whatever right. the case. Because basically the actor, Eben Moss Bakaran, I think is his name.
I think so. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's playing the thing. And he was talking about how this is, they learned their lesson from the 2005 Fantastic Four where the thing was practical. And he said that that basically doesn't work unless he's just blowing smoke up all of our skirts,
right.
which is
I remember
also
hearing
possible.
That. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do remember hearing that, but I feel like they're going to do in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like they're going to do like a mix of some sort of practical and CGI. I'm really looking forward to Galactus. I don't know how big of a role he's going to play in this. I've seen some rumors saying that he kind of only shows up towards the end, and then we know Silver Surfer's coming. I'm not too stoked about it being the female Silver Surfer. I'm not saying anything about, I know there's a female Silver Surfer in the comics. I just want Norrin Rad. That's just my opinion. May still be rumored to be coming as well. Supposedly it's the female version who I also don't know too much about. So I guess I can't talk too much, but I would have preferred the original Silver Surfer, but I'm really stoked to see Galactus. I'm really stoked to see a Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer is one of my favorite characters of all time. I really do like how they made, it looks like Galactus is absolutely gigantic and I'm stoked.
Now we get to see silver boobs.
Exactly. That's pretty much what's happening.
So real quick, we're going to go back to Superman just for a brief little second because we got a few comments here from Caleb regarding the suits and Superman. Superman's suit looks great. Also, I'm willing to look past the look of the current suits of the other heroes because I think that's the point. Corporatization.
I agree. Those aren't going to be the final suits. I bet you anything towards the end, we're going to get more comic accurate suits. 100%. I agree with you.
If that's the case, I'm on board. Gunn is probably, this is also from Caleb, Gunn is probably doing a commentary on the way some companies, Disney, design their costumes and redesign them to the point where they look bland. Looking at She-Hulk's costume. Oh, shots fired at She-Hulk over here.
I did not like that show at all. I didn't like anything.
Really?
Not one thing about it. If you asked me to rate it out of 10, I'd give it a 0. I hated that show.
You know, I'd watch that over again versus seeing Superman.
Dude, I don't know how you watch it, man. I swear, I mean, to each their own, but that show was painful, man. That show was painful for me, dude.
Brad, you're going to be there opening day again.
No, I'm
this
not.
Time,
I'm
you're going to be dressed as Lex Luthor.
No. You know what? I'll go as Affleck just to prove him wrong.
Ooh. Do it.
So, Tear coming in. Pedro is mainly for the views. He got lots of fans, but I'm not a big fan of him as Mr. Fantastic as well. Yet, this is something that it's easy to fall into the trap of casting big names, which is what they did with Blade. You know, it's not necessarily Mahershala's fault that Blade has taken 6+ years to make, which we're going to get to that. Just
I almost choked on my water, man.
We're going to get to that in just a bit. But here, coming in from Caleb, I think that the thing will be part CGI and part practical, a good middle ground between the 2005/2007 movies and the fan forced degree. Oh, please don't say the word fan forced.
Oh, my God. I know.
It gives me flashbacks.
I think it's going to be all CGI.
You think so? I agree with Caleb because, I mean, I said that as well. I think it's going to be part and part, but I think it'll probably be mostly CGI.
I mean, look at Groot. All CGI.
Norrin Rad or no Surfer, Sean Fry.
I agree, man.
You know,
maybe I'll be, again, pleasantly surprised, but I would rather see Norrin Rad, man.
It feels like it's something that Disney is doing just to check off boxes.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
We don't know the story yet, so maybe there is a really good reason why they're doing that. So I'll try to give them the benefit of the doubt, which is not always what I do.
I'd like to, but man, I'm such a big Surfer fan that I really want to see. I want to see the original Silver Surfer done right.
You didn't want to see him getting chased by a giant cloud?
Giant cloud? Oh, God, not the cloud again, please. I still have PTSD from that.
This is the way. Mr. Fantastic.
Nah, he's for Pedro. He's for Pedro.
Yes, indeed. Okay, vote for Pedro.
Exactly.
So this is funny to me. This is very humorous. We alluded to it just earlier. November the 7th, guys, this is news to me. A film that doesn't have a script yet is releasing. Blade.
Film that,
you know, it wasn't announced in 2022. No, it wasn't announced in 2020 even. It was announced in 2019.
Dude, has it been that long, really?
Yes, sir. Comic-Con 2019 is when Blade was officially announced, when Mahershala put on the baseball cap.
Wow.
And when Kevin Feige, I mean, literally every film that was at that Comic-Con that they announced has already been shot, edited, and released.
Well, yeah, we're never seeing this movie.
You know why? There only ever going to be one Blade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why. He knows.
I wouldn't mind seeing Wesley come back, dude. I really wouldn't.
I am all for it.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Blade back in the day. I actually went as Blade for Halloween.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I have no pictures. I had one at one time. I'm serious. Yeah, it was fun.
Were you White Blade or did you wear black?
No, face? I did. But I'll be honest with you. Like, my hometown was a little, you know, so I left my hands white. I was
at least something.
You know? Yeah.
I only did half
yeah,
my body.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Hey! Don't shoot. So,
I would love to see. Here's the thing. I'm gonna try to articulate this as best as I can. I'm a sucker for multiverse stories, and I love seeing characters like Wesley Snipes, Hugh Jackman return, even Elektra. I was even happy and excited about that.
I was happy about
that. I think that there's a time and a place for that, and Secret Wars is the final time and final place for it.
Yeah.
When Secret Wars is done, we need to get rid of all this nostalgia and get rid of, and start afresh. But, of course, everyone's got an opinion, and that's just mine. What do you guys think?
I kind of agree with you. I'll let Brad go first, though.
No, I agree. You know, Secret Wars would be really cool. Bring everybody back and then start over. I think that's the only way to do it right. But keep Hugh Jackman until he's 90.
Yeah. No. I would agree. Except for you. I would agree. I think Secret Wars is a great place to bring a lot of people back from a lot of different franchises at that as well, I guess you could say, or different companies, I guess you could say, and then kind of start over, kind of pick and choose, keep, you know, certain ones such as like Hugh Jackman. Obviously, I would say keep Deadpool around, obviously, as well. Maybe, I don't know. Do you keep Wesley Snipes around, you know, or is that when you reset and go with Mahershala, you know?
Mahershala is like 55.
That is true. He's not like he's a young Blade either, you know? With the X-Men, I mean, what are we... this is getting off to a whole other thing, so I don't want to hijack the show because I think we may talk about it if we have time later. But we're seeing as the movies are progressing that we're going to be seeing many more mutants as time goes on and probably addressed, such as Captain America, you know, Adamantium's getting addressed. So we're seeing that start to develop. Kevin Feige has announced, you know, this is going to be the mutant saga. It's coming up. It starts now, you know, kind of in a way. And so where does that leave like Secret Wars as well as far as the mutants go? I feel like it's time for the mutants to start playing a big role. It looks like that's happening. I feel like Secret Wars is a great place for that as well. But what are we doing? Is it Days of Future Past? Is it the older X-Men, Fox X-Men? Is it a mixture? Is it new? Like, what are we doing? I'm confused about that as well when it goes forward with the X-Men and what the best approach is to do that, because we've also got what happened at the end of the Marvels with Beast showing up and Polaris. Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we know that, okay, so then that's kind of Fox, but also a little bit new. So it looks like a big mixture of that going forward as well. But so I think Secret Wars is a great place to bring a lot of people in and then kind of start fresh as well.
Yeah. I just don't want us to go too ham, if you will, on bringing back these older actors and keeping them and trying to keep them for 10 plus years or 15 years, whatever the case. Yes. I'm a sucker for the cameos. I'm a sucker for the multiverses, but let's not get carried away, okay? But that's just me. Caleb coming in the comments again. I really hope that the MCU hard reboots after Secret Wars. Clean slate, though I think they shouldn't announce their rebooting after Secret Wars is in theaters. I agree with that. That's kind of the trap that DC fell into by saying, hey, guys, by the way, all these films don't matter, but we're still releasing three more. So I hope you go see them in theaters.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time for them to, all these companies, to really stop announcing so many things ahead of time. Like, let's start keeping things a secret for so many reasons. I think it's good for business as well, to be honest with you. But then also for the audience as a whole, like, let us be pleasantly surprised. Like, also that kind of goes hand in hand with stop showing so much in trailers too. I want to go into the movie and I want to see so many things in the moment in the movie and be super surprised. I don't want to see one of the best moments that I saw in five different trailers that you released, you know?
Right. And they should have waited on Red Hulk.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be, I feel like that's a big selling point though for them, because I don't know how many people are super excited about Brave New World until they saw Red Hulk.
They should have held off on like actually showing it, but like maybe like a black screen and you hear like a Hulk roar.
Ah, yeah. And then it'll spark the speculation of, is it Red Hulk, or is it, you know, are we getting our Hulk back? Are we getting
didn't they show like the shield getting thrown or something by Hulk?
Yeah, he caught the shield.
He caught the shield. Like, they should have kept that.
Yeah. Just that, yeah, not
they
as much.
They showed way too much.
I agree with you, actually. That would have been great. Even a bigger teaser would have... I think what they're banking on, too, that made me think of it is, you know, tons of rumors saying that what's probably going to happen and what's probably going to help Falcon Cap and the new Falcon is going to be our Hulk coming back as, like, you know, rage-filled Hulk. I can't remember the actual terminology right now. Coming back, I think that's probably something that they're keeping a big secret, and that's like, you know, instead of not revealing Red Hulk so much, they went with that. And my guess is we may get that fight of Hulk versus Hulk.
Real quick, just to reference this comment that just came through, all I have to say is Halle Berry, Halle Berry.
Berry is my only storm. Yeah, I agree.
So, like, bring her back. Take a year break after Secret Wars and announce at the next Comic Con phase one of the all new, all different MCU. Yeah, sure. I agree with that, Caleb.
Yeah, not opposed to that either. That way you get black suit Daredevil and everything. If you're really going that route, you could do a lot of different things.
I think they're gonna milk Deadpool as long as they can because he's brought the most money in for, like, geez, how long has it been? Avengers Endgame?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm not opposed to that as long as it's done right.
The first Deadpool in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, brought in somewhere in the ballpark of $600 to $700 million. And then the second one, I think, was somewhere in that same ballpark. So part three, not just because of Deadpool, but because of everyone's favorite, Hugh
Wolverine,
brought in that Bill, excuse me.
You put Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman together, it's a moneymaker, you know? It is just absolutely a moneymaker.
So yeah, World Breaker Hulk, possibly, potentially.
Yeah.
Let's address a couple of these comments, and then we'll move on. Caleb again, he says, idea, have Secret Wars end with all the heroes and villains being transported back to New York City. Big flash of light, and we see a crowd of heroes in Central Park. We zoom in, and all new actors.
Yeah, he's got a second part. He's got a second part to that, I see. Yeah, there's more.
Yeah, okay. Like, we zoom in on masked Spider-Man's face, and he unmasks, and it's not Tom Holland. Cut to black, words on screen, the all new, all different MCU will return.
Who would it be, though? It would have to be Miles. And I got to tell you, I don't want Miles in the MCU yet. I don't think we've got enough from Tom Holland. I think Tom Holland deserves three more movies. I think Tom Holland deserves more screen time in like Avengers movies and more appearances. And I do think that he deserves a spectacular Spider-Man. I think that should be the name, Spectacular Spider-Man Trilogy. And it doesn't look like it's going to be grounded, but I feel like it should be a little bit more grounded. I feel like they should roll with the original thing that Kevin Feige had said, where he's going to kind of be a little bit more on Daredevil's level, and we see that kind of comic run go. I think it's also time to bring in the symbiote, though, as well, and we kind of get a black suit Spidey with Tom Holland, and then maybe towards like the second in the new trilogy or the third in the new trilogy, probably the second, we start introducing a Miles Morales. But I feel like it's too soon, in my personal opinion.
Potentially.
I'd kind of like to see Tom Holland get sent to the void and bring back Andrew Garfield.
I wouldn't be opposed to Andrew, though. I got to tell you that.
Keeping I want to see Andrew and Venom.
Yes.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Hugh Jackman versus Hulk.
Yes, me too.
Come on. Like, you want money? Listen to me. You want money? I mean, I'm just telling you. Like, you want money? I'll tell you.
I agree.
Okay, so we've already established that Blade's definitely not coming out November 2025.
No,
unless it's Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, so we'll touch on this just a bit. May 2026, Avengers Doomsday. We now officially know that Robert Downey Jr. is returning, but not as Iron Man. He's going to be returning as Dr. Doom. Mm-hmm. And this is something that the more I have reflected and thought about this over the past few weeks and days, I don't hate this anymore. I think that it definitely brings a lot of intrigue back to the MCU. And it also plays into the whole multiverse concept. And I get that. Mm-hmm. And it's probably likely that we're going to get the ending or conclusion to that as, you know, oh, I'm Iron Man again. You know, hey, mm-hmm. Avengers Assemble. Let's do this one more time. You know, I think mm-hmm. that's basically what's going to happen with that when it's all said and done. But is it the right choice, though?
No. I'm just going to put it bluntly. No, I don't agree. I don't think so. As far as it being the right choice. We talked about this on my episode, Side Project Podcast, Project with a K, where Brad was on, a friend of ours, Capture Realm. And we talked about this pretty in depth as well. So I'll summarize my thoughts because there was new news that came out. What we originally thought was like, okay, this happens in the comics where Tony Stark is a Doctor Doom variant. And so it is comic accurate. So it does make sense. I think it's just a lot of people, myself included. Of course, there's a lot of people that don't have a problem with it as well. But there was a lot of people, myself included, that wanted to see a dedicated Doctor Doom, a dedicated actor play a dedicated portrayal of Doctor Doom. And we just move forward with that. But then they announced this and okay, it is what it is. I do see both sides. I would have rather had the dedicated, but we have this. So then I thought, all right, they're going to go and they're going to do the comic route of things where Tony Stark is the Doctor Doom variant. But, and they didn't announce anything other than what we know for a long time until recently. And when I say recent, I think it was maybe like 2 weeks ago now, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I think I've sent it to Brad. It's not a Doctor Doom variant. They announced it is not a Doctor Doom variant. It's just, it is what it is. It's not a Tony Stark, Doctor Doom variant. It's just Robert Downey Jr. playing Doctor Doom. That's what it is. But is that a lie? Is that just a lie? Is that a ploy? Because we all kind of nailed it, that it's probably taking from the comics. So are they lying and it actually is a variant? Or is it just RDJ playing the MCU's version of Doctor Doom because they just want money and they know Robert Downey Jr. will bring money?
I think we'll find out in a trailer here very soon. They'll just put it all out in the trailer like they normally do.
You think so? Like they normally do?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's a secret right now, but the trailer's going to come out in a few months.
And that's the whole movie in the trailer.
That's the whole movie.
The trailer starts off by saying,
yeah.
In a world where Robert Downey Jr. is a variant of Tony Stark, but he's
exactly
doomed this time around. Like I said, I don't hate it as much as I did when the news first came out. It definitely reeks mm-hmm. of desperation, but
yeah.
I think that he's a great actor. I don't think that anybody disagrees with that.
Oh, phenomenal. And phenomenal.
He's going to pull it off.
Yeah, but, I think so.
You know, is it going to end up being something that we love or hate?
I think it's going to end up being something that we like. And I think it's going to be something that we can all agree on. Like you just said, I said it in my episode, amazing actor. He's going to do phenomenal. But I think it's going to be hard for us diehard fans in a sense to not look at him portraying Dr. Doom and see Tony Stark no matter what. I think it's going to be a hard thing to fully and 100% separate.
So real quick, Caleb again comes in. I think the reason they're doing this is because they are hard rebooting. They want to give us a definitive endpoint to the MCU so new fans can jump in after the reboot. I'll agree with that somewhat, but I think he goes on here. He says, like, they want the MCU to begin and end with RDJ. That's an interesting theory.
Okay.
I will agree with him to an extent and say that if you are a casual fan and someone who's seen 7 or 8 of these movies out of 30,
yeah,
it's starting to become a pretty intimidating and daunting thing to take on. Like, do I really want to watch this Avengers 6 if I haven't seen but 4 or 5 of the films, you know, total?
Right, right.
It's starting to get a little intimidating for a casual fan.
Oh, 100%. It's way too much. It's like 12 years worth. You know what I mean? Like, and then now they're throwing in multiverses where, like, if you didn't see the Fox stuff, you kind of are going to be just ever so slightly lost. It's not going to be a big, big deal in the Sony universe as well. Certain things that are connected, not obviously not like Madam Web and stuff like that. Who cares? Let's not even discuss that ever again. But like, the Fox stuff, you might be a little slightly confused. Like who is this in Deadpool and Wolverine when it comes to like Elektra, for instance, you know what I mean? Like if you didn't know anything about any of that, you're going to be, they're throwing everything in. So it's like 12 years plus like branches of everything else as well. For a casual viewer, it's definitely intimidating.
In June 2026 is what the schedule says right now. I don't know how much we can bank on this just yet, but Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow is releasing for the new DCU. I said this earlier, I'm a sucker for Supergirl. I have liked Supergirl since I was an impressionable young boy. And
did you like Power Girl or did you like Supergirl? You know, I'm asking for a friend.
Supergirl all the way. And the 1984 film, my mom had that recorded on a VHS tape. I grew up watching that film a lot. Like, it was maybe not as much as Superman 4 back here.
Yeah.
But I watched it a lot. So I'm excited. I think that Millie Alcock, I believe is how you pronounce her name, she's going to be, I mean, she's great in Game of Thrones, you know, from what I've seen, the clips and whatnot. I haven't watched the series yet, but I think that she has the look. Yeah. You know?
I don't have too much an opinion on this right now because we don't really have much. There's not, you know, much to no development really here. I'm interested. I'll say that. I think a lot of this is going to depend on how Superman performs as well and what the storyline ends up being 100% in Superman. Do you think Supergirl is going to make an appearance in Superman? Do you think it's already going to be established?
I think it's likely.
I don't know. I think they're going to wait only on the sense that she'll probably get a better suit than Superman.
She probably
after
will.
They find out how bad it's going to look.
I wonder how they're going to do her suit too. Are they going to go with like, you know, like the skirt look? Are they going to go with just, you know, pants? I feel like
I was going to say, I hope that they don't do like the CW show and give her pantyhose and try to 2025 this crap.
Yeah. I wonder. You
we
know,
need I'm the a, skirt. Okay.
Yeah. Dang I kind of think so. Yeah. I'm curious. Although I did like, what's her name? Supergirl in The Flash.
Melissa. Yeah. I don't know how you pronounce her last name.
Sasha.
Sasha Kelly.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I couldn't think of the last name. I actually liked that. I know it was a huge departure from the norm, but wasn't opposed to that at all. But I'm stoked. Supergirl's actually my, if any of you guys have ever played Injustice, Supergirl's actually one of my, I like her better than Superman. I like the way she plays better than Superman, in my opinion. So I'm interested, but let's see how Superman goes.
Right. That's the first key step. That movie has to be great. No pressure, James Gunn.
Yeah.
Let's address the comment we have below. Kent comes in from Tear. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm very excited for Millie. Tahir. I'm very excited for Millie. Her character is completely different in House of the Dragon, but I think she'll be a great Supergirl. I do too. I mean, I've seen her, like clips of her from the show. She definitely has the look. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I agree.
Sean Fry's coming in. I like Sasha too, but doesn't fit James's world. Well, we don't really know that yet. I mean, we don't, to be fair, we don't know what James's world's going to be like. We can only assume that it's going to be a more lighthearted, brighter, happier world. I mean, I guess you can't get much
what
darker.
It looks like. Then right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
But yeah,
I Guardians Volume 4. I mean, if I'm being honest, I mean, it probably would have made more money.
Yeah, it does.
Or the Star-Lord solo film, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'll even go for a Groot and Rocket film. You know?
Yeah, actually, I don't know why they didn't do that. I feel like that was like a buddy cop film right there that should have.
I think it's just a matter of time before Disney ends up buying DC and then it's. That's it.
Yeah, which I'm not hijacking the show. I don't want what everybody is saying about like DC and Marvel coming together in film. I don't want that. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I don't want that at all. I think Disney's gonna buy it.
But then that opens up the door for that to happen. And I gotta tell you, I don't want it, man. There's too many stories in both sides that need to be told properly before we have these franchises, these companies, even these characters even come together for anything ever in a crossover. Focus on Marvel, focus on DC. I don't want that anytime soon, man.
here's a good question then on the same topic. Would you rather Disney never buy Warner Brothers and or DC? Or would you rather it happen in the next year and get to see a Cavill Superman versus a Mark Ruffalo Hulk film?
That would be cool. I think there's a death battle, I believe, of Superman and Hulk on YouTube. And I remember seeing that years ago, and I thought that was really cool. But I got to tell you, I'm still going to side with them never buying, because I don't want to open the door for too many crossovers. I want these really cool DC stories to be adapted into film, and I want these really cool Marvel stories to be adapted into film. Like, I want to see Midnight Suns. I want to see more of Moon Knight. I want Darkseid to come back at some point. You know what I mean? I want to see that kind of stuff too. Like, there's a lot that I want to see from both companies before they start focusing on bringing them together. You know, I would much rather take a DC versus Mortal Kombat live action film than take anything DC versus Marvel.
That would be sick.
That would be awesome. I think that DC in particular has a lot of storytelling left to do before we see something like that. Marvel, you could make the possible argument that they've explored a decent amount. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Oh, we haven't really even talked about it yet. So back to it. October 2026. The Batman 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do we get sidetracked? Oh, the comments. The
comments. Yeah. Yeah. ADHD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of us. The Batman. Brad, you are Batman.
I don't know. Like, I'm just, I wasn't wild.
You sound so disappointed, man.
I am. I wasn't a giant fan of the Batman. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like, you know, I got to go see that again. I saw Deadpool back to back. I loved it. But, like, if Batfleck was coming back, I'd probably go see that back to back.
I got to agree with you on that.
Pattinson is not Batman for me. Like, I get it. It's year one.
Year two.
You know, okay, year two. But I mean, like, the first one, you know? Was that still year two?
I think he's in year two, yeah.
Okay. Maybe year one or two. I mean, whatever. Yeah, I totally.
It doesn't matter. I was just joking around.
No,
if we are being serious, though, I think it was, but I was just kidding.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm just not a fan of his version. I think he would have been, like, a phenomenal Nightwing. He just doesn't look like Batman for me. Before, He's not big enough. I understand there's room to develop and him to hit the gym, but like I'm still seeing Twilight. I'm just not. It's not there for me. Like the suit was okay. I don't know. I'm not a fan of like the stitching. Like,
and he also had the collar. The collar.
You know,
That is a comic thing, though.
I know it's a comic thing, but why are we putting collars on everyone now? Why?
Let's be real. It's always like this. It's never a collar. Okay.
That's what I want to see too, Brad. I don't want him to be comfortable in that suit. I want him to.
Because you know what? I'm not. I never am. Like, why should he? Even the Batmobile, it was okay. You know, you got like a Dodge Challenger versus, you know, like, I want this.
Yeah, I think it's all coming. And that, I know that that's like the argument. That's the rebuttal to anybody that says what you're saying. I know we're doing the typical thing here, but I mean, it is true. I think all those things are coming at some point.
For the sequel, what I would like to see, do it right. Bring in a villain that hasn't been on film. Clayface, Hush.
Agree. Yeah.
Stop using Joker. That little snippet. Freeze. The snippet was cool.
I was going to say that. Freeze.
But yeah, freeze. Freeze would be cool. I actually kind of enjoyed Arnold. Not going to lie.
A lot of people say that.
I'm going to boot him out of the chat, Chazzy.
I mean,
I haven't seen it for so long, so I can't comment on it.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It's time to chill out. You know, like
you're doing so good, dude. No, Brad, I think you got to do a freeze cosplay now, dude.
I thought about it. I did.
Why haven't you done it, dude?
I don't know, because I'm working on Gears right now. I just got a printer.
That's true.
But
that's true.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Hush. That's what I really want.
Or Freeze or Clayface, though. Or do you think Clayface should just be like a side villain, not the main villain?
The part I really liked about the Batman was the really like detective side that we really didn't get to see in any of the other films. And I think like Hush going around and killing people and like make this R-rated, make it really gritty and bring Hush in and like ripping people's faces off. That's what I want to see. Like, I mean, the Joker that they had looked really kind of eerie. I mean,
I wasn't a fan,
but what I'm saying is like they have the ability to make Hush look really creepy and, you know, murder people, and it could really get interesting.
Okay, I'm going to address a couple things that you just said. So the R rating, I agree that it could be cool, and now we know that comic book movies that are R rated R can not only succeed but, you know, blow expectations out of the water. However, with Batman, I think it's a little bit different. And also, looking at this film, we got a very dark Riddler, okay, that did a lot of scary things on screen in a PG-13 movie. But with all that being said, my thoughts on the first The Batman, when I first watched it, I liked it. I thought it was like somewhere in the 7.5 territory. But the more and more I think about it and more I try to go back and watch it, it's just so long. And it's definitely not my favorite interpretation of Batman. His Batman was decent, but his Bruce Wayne was dreadful. This is not Bruce Wayne. He's not a playboy, billionaire. Yeah. He doesn't strike me as any of that. I mean, that's literally part of the duality of the character in my mind. And one could argue that Affleck's Bruce Wayne wasn't that great either. But for what it's worth, Affleck is my all-time favorite Batman. So just the way his costume looked, it's literally the coolest Batman costume ever that I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that.
I agree.
And I just want to say my opinions on Batman too. I mean, both of you guys kind of nailed a lot of things. I agree with a lot of things. A lot of what Brad said, I like the villains and everything, I second. I want to see a Mr. Freeze. I want to see a Clayface, which aren't we getting? Didn't they say that we're getting Clayface? Or is that rumored?
That's probably rumored. I mean, I don't think that's been confirmed yet. But
okay,
as of right now, they haven't officially released any information about the film. We do know that we're getting that Penguin series that's going to be on HBO Max.
Now, I did enjoy Colin Farrell made an awesome Penguin.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he really did. To me, that was the best part of the first one.
Catwoman was good, too. I thought Catwoman was fine. You know, I thought that she was just as good to me as Anne Hathaway, who was slightly forgettable.
I feel like Anne Hathaway is very forgettable. She was in the movie for like what, like 7 minutes, 15 minutes maybe at the most.
She just looked more like Catwoman to me, though.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I guess mask. I wasn't a fan of the mask.
Yeah. I say, if you put it this way, I think Zoe's Catwoman and Robert's Batman, I feel like they complemented each other very well in this film.
Yeah,
that's what I'll
say. They had a little bit of chemistry.
I can't help but like look at them and see like the new Crow adaptation.
I didn't see that movie, by the way.
No, I didn't either. No, I'm not going to.
I hear horrible things about it.
I've heard terrible things about it. I was going to review it on this channel. It's still not out of the question yet, but it's not something I'm excited about. I'll just leave it at that.
I have to reveal something that I've never even seen the original Crow. Yeah.
Chazzy.
I gotta put that out there. I'm just going to put that out there right now. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for it if anybody stayed this whole hour long, but I know about it. And like, I know all the behind the scenes with the actor and I know all the details, but I've never actually sat and watched the movie from beginning to end.
You need to do that when this ends.
So I would act like I was more appalled, but I myself actually just recently watched it for the show to cover it about 3-4 months ago. I had no idea that the wrestler Sting literally stole his whole entire gimmick from that movie. I mean, that was before the Sting wrestler or that version of Sting. Great film. I mean, it holds up. It's shockingly to me, it still holds up pretty well.
And then last thing before I forget, Freeze. Bryan Cranston should be Freeze.
Yes. Hey, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I wouldn't be. Hey, you know what? While we're on Bryan Cranston, I wouldn't be opposed to him being Mr. Sinister for the X-Men as well. I would really love to see that, actually. That's my personal pick for Mr. Sinister. That's who I'd go with. John Hamm being Mr. Sinister, too.
I like that better.
I feel like he has a good look for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if John Hamm has the acting chops for it. I feel like Bryan Cranston has the act. If you put Bryan Cranston's like villainous acting chops into John Hamm's looks, you know, and combine those two men together, I think you got a great Mr. Sinister.
I think looks-wise, I don't know why, but Ethan Hawke is kind of coming in.
For Mr. Sinister?
For like the look. I don't know. He's kind of like an odd actor, though.
He is.
Guys, we are all over the place right now.
Yeah, we really are. I'm having a great time.
this is fun. We got to try to move it along just a little bit. We already touched on Avengers Secret Wars, but I'll just throw in my little 2 cents and let you guys we'll go around the table. But when it comes to Secret Wars, nobody is more excited about it than moi right here. Mm-hmm. I am a sucker for all these cameos and bringing back Toby, bringing back Hugh. Bringing back Wesley Snipes. I love this sort of thing, and I think it's exciting. It kind of feels like when I was a kid, I used to take the Power Ranger action figure and take the pro wrestler and then take the Marvel and just jam them all together. Like, it's fun. Sure, I understand that people have a lot of serious issues with it because it creates an easy way out of certain plot issues and things of that nature. But I can't wait for the film, but I hope that it all ends after Secret Wars and we can, like I said earlier, kind of go back to a normal one timeline, something simple, maybe even hard reboot like Caleb mentioned earlier. But yes, that's my 2 cents. What do you guys think?
We did talk a lot about Secret Wars, so I will say I'll keep mine a little short and sweet. I agree with a lot of things, everything I said in the past. And then also, I'm confused how the Fantastic Four is going to work moving forward, being that they're set in what's in the 60s, and I believe, and we are, I don't know if it was announced, if it was confirmed, or if this is just rumored, but I believe it's also in an alternate universe. It's not the same Earth. So how does this work? I'm guessing that they come into our timeline some way, you know, shape or form. But what does that mean going forward? And what does that mean era wise too? Are we getting that Fantastic Four in the 60s that comes into our timeline, but they're that age still? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Or like, how does that work? Are they gonna age? Are they gonna stay the same age? Are we getting another Fantastic Four cast? I doubt it. So I'm sure it'll all be explained. But as of right now, I can't wrap my head around how that's exactly going to go.
I think it's gonna be a Steve Rogers type scenario where they, you know, just get brought into our timeline. They're the same age, nothing's really changed, and you know, they kind of get, you know, right after their mission or whenever they decide to do it in the timeline of that film. But
probably
that's where I'm going. That.
I'll just keep it short. Hugh Tilly's 90.
That's it. Oh geez. Batman the Brave and the Bold, I think, is a very interesting scenario, very interesting film. It's going to be very different from every Batman movie we've gotten since Batman and Robin, which came out in 1997. We're going to see a Batman. We're going to see a Robin. We're going to see a Batgirl. We're going to see the whole family, maybe even a Red Hood. I mean, I feel like this would excite you guys because I know that you're cosplayers, and maybe one of you guys might have even dressed up as Red Hood, if I'm not mistaken.
Almost.
Not me.
Okay, well, maybe. Almost. Maybe
He's got a Batman. He's got a Hush.
I do.
What am I missing? Batman, what am I missing? What else you got? You got a couple different Batmans. You got a Hush.
That's all I have.
Is that all you got? I got a Black Mask.
I do have Black Mask. I forgot.
Oh, you
did
do Black Mask as well. I've got a Black Mask. I've got some other things coming. So
you literally came out with yours, and I'm like, well, I don't need this anymore. I'm like, well,
thank you, man. Thank you.
Blew it out of the water.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. My thoughts on The Brave and the Bold, though, I'm stoked for this, actually. I am looking forward to this so much. I don't know what to expect other than the fact that it's called The Brave and the Bold. So you kind of have the comics to go off of. And the fact that they said definitely, you know, the Bat family exists. I'm curious what that means. If we have Damian already, then technically that should mean that Dick Grayson exists. Jason Todd exists. Tim Drake exists. So that means we should have Nightwing already. That means we should have Red Robin already. That means we should have Red Hood already. But I don't know. That sounds like a lot of characters to juggle. So I feel like we're going to cut some Robins here for sure. I feel like Nightwing is a crucial one. If we were cutting some Robins, I'm sad to say that I have a feeling James would cut Red Robin. I think he would cut Tim Drake. I think Nightwing is too classic of a character, too prominent of a character, the first Robin. So I feel like that would definitely be portrayed on screen because it never really has. It's been teased before, but never has been done right. I feel like passing up the opportunity to have Red Hood in film would be a bad call. I feel like people are going to go ham on James Gunn if he doesn't have Red Hood appear in this in some sort of way. Maybe even not just this one, but maybe in the future be addressed something. Telling that Red Hood story, I feel that Jason Todd story with Joker, it has to be done. I'm not the biggest James Gunn fan, I got to tell you, but he may be able to pull off a good Jason Todd Joker interaction, maybe. So I'm stoked for that like crazy. And getting Batgirl in there too.
I'm just kind of scared a little bit. I mean,
I feel scared though too. Yes.
I feel like it's going to be too light. It needs to be a little dark. You know, when you're doing a full recast, it's a little too soon to bring in Damian. Like I'm stoked for the full family, but we're like, you need
weird
like
choice.
A solo.
I agree.
You need a solo film to bring in the rest.
And yeah, I think that would have been established those characters a little bit.
Right. And I feel like that's going to be a tough pull.
Especially
because
there's
going to be
a
lot of people judging. I mean, if you had to say like which one is technically like your moneymaker when it comes to DC, what would you say? Like, Batman. In my opinion, it's Batman. And
Superman, Wonder Woman, maybe, but mostly Batman and Superman.
Yeah, right. Batman. So if Batman's your moneymaker, there's going to be a lot of people judging that when you start announcing like who's going to be who, like fully. Everybody's going to see like character or like names being drawn out, obviously. And then they're going to be like, oh, that person's Nightwing for sure. You know, like looking at it and they're like, ah, no, that don't look like a Nightwing. You know, that doesn't look like a Damian, you know, and I'm just afraid it's going to be too lighthearted like this Superman movie and it's going to tank. That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I think the Batman's going to do better than Brave and the Bold.
There's definitely that potential there. It's definitely something that we as audiences are not used to, is seeing a slightly more like you're saying, upbeat version of Batman. Maybe he's smiling a little bit. Maybe he's having a few margaritas while he watches his kids play on the beach. I don't know what's going to be going on in this film. I will say that it's going to be a lot for mainstream audiences, because it's even a lot for us. I think that even in our bubble, you know, it's a lot to take in. So
if it looks lighter than Batman Forever, we got problems.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be as like campy and jokey for sure.
I mean, I get that, but I'm just like, man, come on.
Holy rusty metal, Brad. Real quick in the comments, Invader Fro 310 says, did y'all watch the new Crisis animated?
I haven't got to that one.
I know that I've seen one or maybe more of the Crisis films that were animated. I'm not sure if there was one that came out like several years back. I've seen one of the Crisis, I know for sure.
The ones he's referring to is like the brand new ones that just came out, because I've watched every single DC animated movie, every single one. But I am behind right now on what he's talking about, the Crisis animated. It's in a new like universe, and it starts, I believe, with a Superman movie, and then it goes forward and it leads up to the Crisis on Infinite Earths, I believe, and it's like a 3-part movie.
Is that one that Kevin Conroy did the voice?
I think it might be his last, maybe. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember, but I think he's talking about the very new stuff that just came out recently. It's on Max.
I'll definitely check it out if it's on Max, because I have Max, and I'm not a big animation fan. In my mind, they don't hold the same weight as live action. I know that's terrible, but that's
the animated movie universe, and just I'm telling you, man, wow!
Well, I know that's what I was about to say. DC
the writing, amazing, dude.
Next level, absolutely. Yeah. So, Sean, I wish that I knew what you were talking about here, and we probably shouldn't have waited so long to throw this comment up.
But it was good, Sean. I agree.
It was good. It was absolutely good. If you don't mind, remind me in the comments what you're referring to. And on that note, I real quick also wanted to touch on Swamp Thing. And this is a film that's really so far off. We don't know if it's going to be 2026, 2027. So there's not an official release date for this yet. It's a live action movie, not a show, but a movie. And it's being brought to us by James Mangold, the director of The Wolverine, several other films that he's got on his resume that are really, really good. I mean, he's a great director. I'm not saying The Wolverine is the greatest superhero movie of all time or anything. I think that there was a lot of studio meddling caused some of the stuff in that film that was less than stellar, like the Viper at the end and like the giant silver samurai robot. I'm very excited about this. I think that Swamp Thing, the show that came out like 3, 4, 5 years ago, whenever that was very underrated and very well done and had a lot of horror elements to it. If they can do something like that on the big screen, sign me up.
Yeah, I'll agree with you 100%. I love Swamp Thing. I see that. Who's the other Swamp Thing? Wannabe Man Thing? Yeah, it's Man Thing. I'm a Man Thing fan. I was actually going to bring that up. I'm a Man Thing fan. I like what they did in Marvel did. I know we're talking about DC, but I like what Marvel did with Werewolf by Night, I believe it was called. And they showed Man Thing. I like the way that the character looked. Yeah. So we know that it could be done CGI and this and that, and things similar to that type of style can be done and look good. So I hope DC, you know, Warner Bros. Take the same route with the CGI and making Swamp Thing look great. I'm a huge fan of Swamp Thing in Injustice. Once again, bringing it back to the games. I think it's more than time that we see things like this for both DC and Marvel. I feel like it's time to go this route, you know, like Swamp Thing, you know, Constantine, Justice League Dark. I want a Dead Man. I want these kind of things. And then for the Marvel side, Werewolf by Night, Man Thing, Midnight Suns. I want these Blade. I want these kinds of characters to be introduced and brought back in film for the times that they were in film, and maybe not those specific characters, but that style, that theme, that concept. I want these kind of movies to be more prominent, and I'm stoked for Swamp Thing. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's done right. I hope it's done justice. I feel like with Swamp Thing, there are opportunities to maybe also introduce Poison Ivy. You know, they have a lot of runs together in comics. They have a lot of runs together in video games as well. Doesn't have to be done, but I'm saying it's something that could be, you know, possibly associated, but it doesn't have to be done. A focus on Swamp Thing is awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. Definitely a lot more excited than Superman. Just being honest. Yeah, because it's totally different. It's nothing they've ever done before. So it'll be really interesting to see what they can do with that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, again, it's something dark. Swamp Thing is a dark character. In my opinion, most of the DC characters are dark. I definitely don't want to see him come out, you know, in a field of roses. You know, it's got to be dark.
Yeah, so the nerd champs who have been on this show before said that Swamp Thing deserves a good movie. I could not agree more.
Shout out to the nerd champs, by the way. I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. They've been on the show a couple times. Good friends of mine. Super fun dudes. Invader Fro coming back at us again. 310. Your thoughts on the Gotham TV series? Real quick, I will say that that show is underrated, in my opinion. Gordon, I loved Gordon in that show. I liked Penguin in that show. I liked Fish, which I didn't think I would like a character that was new, that was not in the comics. But there were so many things about that show that I liked. But like most of these superhero TV shows that have came out over the years, whether we're talking about The Flash or Green Lantern or whatever, it started off great, but then that roller coaster started to and just go down. At least in my opinion.
No, that's not what happened. It did. But I will say, Solomon Grundy was cool. I honestly think that was the best adaptation of the Riddler we have ever gotten.
I didn't see Gotham, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never. I don't like the CW, dude. I didn't like
the
Flash stuff and all of that. I just not a fan, so I never watched any of them.
You have to look up clips of the Riddler from that.
The Solomon Grundy thing actually intrigues me, though.
Fan of his. Pretty good. I mean, just
and the Joker when he first came out when he was just Jerome.
That was eerie. Like they nailed that.
He was great. That actor was a really good Joker, honestly. Real quick, too. It was Fox, not CW. See,
I thought it was Fox.
I did.
Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't know. Okay, well, I stand corrected on that one then.
So real quick,
you'd still probably hate it though. I mean, it was kind of, you know,
CW.
A little bit. Yeah. I still enjoyed it though. It was one of those shows that I was excited about every week until it got to season 4 or 5 or whatever it was when it started going downhill a bit.
Just like Arrow for me. I loved Arrow until season 6, and then it was like, what?
Same thing, yeah. So real quick, Tahir, Solomon Grundy was also good in Stargirl. I didn't know that he was – I've never seen Stargirl. That's one that I've never seen.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I'm a fan of Grundy, so that's really cool. I can't remember who I had on the show. It may have been Brad. I don't remember if it was the first time you were on, the second time, or if it was somebody else, only because I know it was obviously a Batman fan. But we talked about that at some point, and I can't remember, but I think we said Solomon Grundy. I would have loved to see Solomon Grundy go up against Batfleck, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That fits a Batfleck-type Batman.
I'd really Killer Croc. Like a really good killer.
Ah, man. Yeah, that'd be cool too.
You know.
More so than Clayface. That would be my number one pick for a new Batman villain that we haven't seen. Oh, wait. I guess we technically did see him.
I would, but not versus the Batman. I did. Like, he would eat the living
out of him.
There is no way.
The Batman films have to stay completely grounded.
Yeah.
If they are doing Clayface, it's rumored, it's probably just going to be a human being with disfigurements. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a big clay thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know what I mean?
Real quick, I guess we can throw out some of these other random ones that we don't really have a release date for. I'll start with Shang-Chi 2. I am pretty excited about it. I enjoyed the first Shang-Chi. I think it was the closest thing that we've gotten to a Mortal Kombat on a Marvel or DC film. You know, it was different, a lore and a universe that I didn't know much about. Stuff like that, if it's done well, I'm excited to see it. I like seeing the diversity, and I like seeing different characters that I've never heard of and seen. I honestly didn't know that much about Miss Marvel until the show came out. Now, whether or not the show was good is a whole different story, but the character herself.
I'm 50-50 on that. I'm 50-50 on it. Yeah.
I love her the way she plays the character, but the show.
I understand it. She played a good Miss Marvel. It's a kid playing a kid. It fit. I'll say that. Right. It fit.
And she's excited to be there, too. That's another thing. I'm not a huge on the show, but I love her as Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
So here comes the nerd champs real quick in the comments. Find a girl that looks at you the way that John looks at a mediocre mediocre MCU film. Hey, Shang-Chi was very...
Shang-Chi, She-Hulk. Miss Marvel.
I haven't seen Shang-Chi.
No way.
Really?
No. Hey, bro, it's not bad. No. It's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not saying it's a 8 or anything, but it's
just going
to
say that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just wasn't at the top of the line of films for me to like sit down and watch.
It's not bad, bro. It's really not. It's not like anything that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, but like it's not bad either. Like it's an enjoyable film. I guess you could put it that way.
I enjoyed the actor.
Yeah, me too.
Simu Liu. And I also enjoyed Katie, I'm not going to spoil anything since Brad hasn't seen the film yet, but overall, yes, the film was decent and I'm excited to see the sequel. I think that, you know, the director's coming back. Yeah. We'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, I'll second that. I'm not, you know, jumping out of my seat, but I'm interested in seeing where it goes. You know, okay. I won't say anything else because Brad hasn't seen the first one.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. Spider-Man 4. There has been a lot of rumor and speculation about what's going on with this film behind the scenes, but we really don't know. Like I said, it's just speculation at this point, but the speculation is, in a nutshell, that Sony wants to make this another big multiverse movie all three Spider-Men, because why would they not want to do that at this point?
Money, I mean, money. Yeah.
Right. The creatives over at Marvel and Disney wanted to be, you know, pull the reins back a little bit and make it a little more grounded and a more personal story. I think that I would agree and lean towards that.
Right.
But who doesn't want to see Toby and Andrew pop up again?
So. Right. I agree with you both. I want it more grounded because I want him, like I said earlier, for anybody that was still here, I wanted him to interact with Daredevil and, you know, if Jessica Jones comes back and the Defenders and whoever else that's, you know, Kingpin. Yeah, I would love to see Spider-Man fight Kingpin and this and that. I kind of wanted to go that route. But then again, I want the symbiote. I want Venom involved. I'm not opposed to Andrew and Toby. I like that dynamic, but I also want the more grounded. And I think it should be called The Spectacular Spider-Man. We're dropping the Home moniker, the subtitle of Home. So I think it's time to give him, you know, it's just been Spider-Man, No Way Home, Spider-Man, What Far From Home, this and that. I think now it's time to have The Spectacular Spider-Man. That's what I would go with.
I'm all for it. Bring in Venom. Venom versus Toby, Andrew. That's a good way to bring it in.
So now, Venom versus three Spideys, that would be
cool. I'm all for it. I mean, something's got to happen. I mean, why else would Venom see it on the TV screen?
And a piece of the symbiote is in the MCU. A piece of the symbiote stayed behind.
Somewhere down the road, we have to eventually get Venom. I mean,
and that can only mean one thing, guys. Topher Grace Venom is coming back to the MCU.
No. I don't want that. No, not that. I like Toby as Spider-Man. That I did not like. That was bad. But I mean, I still think Andrew's the best.
Real quick, we're going to finish these comments out and we're going to close it for the night. To all those that joined us, we thank you so much. Invader Fro 310, one last time. It's not a movie cinema worthy, but it's as good as a streaming movie. You think he's talking about Shang-Chi most likely.
Yeah.
It's a dumb, fun movie, but I really enjoyed it. And it's not because my wife is Asian or anything like that. So Nerd Champs, I don't want to see it, John. You know, I don't want to see it. what could one of the Nerd Champs be talking about over that way?
I don't know. When we started talking about Spider-Man, I saw that one pop up.
Maybe say,
Toby Garfield.
You say that, but I mean, like, come on. If it was versus Venom, would you take it?
If it was
he's going to say
right,
no,
though, man. It's got to be done right. And when are we seeing Venom with the Spidey logo? I guess in the symbiote, we've got to get that. But he's got to bond with the Spidey first in order to have that.
Right, and he likes that Spidey when he touches that Spidey.
Exactly. He was all turned on, you know?
Oh, thanks, Sean. Appreciate that.
Yes, so thank you, Sean.
You guys are awesome. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate all the involvement from everybody in the comments, everybody that tuned in. It's been a pleasure. Cool. Guys, next to finish out for the Nerd Champs. Brad, Chazzy, thanks so much for joining. Yeah. Check these guys out on their other socials. Chazzy, Brad, you want to tell us where we can find you on socials?
Yeah, for sure. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram, my personal IG Hates Chazzy, Chazzy with two Z's. And then if you're looking for the podcast, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. That's Project with a K, and Side Project Podcast everywhere else. YouTube, SideProjectPodcast.com. You can get the merch and everything. And that's pretty much it, man. I appreciate everybody from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Bradman.cosplay or Facebook, Bradman. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's always awesome talking to you, Chazzy, and Jonathan. Thanks for having us. You know, you were an awesome guy.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. This was a great time. Yeah.
And also, you can check us out on the other socials. Check us out on TikTok and Instagram at Real Comic Book Cinema. Thanks for watching us here on YouTube. Or if you're listening to us in podcast format, we thank you for that as well. You can tell it's really late and I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
Until next time, have a great one, guys.
You too.